This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Top of the day to you. It's the DJV program. I'm a good observer, as is Victoria Keelan, Kara Schillen, Jennifer Roth, till sometime next week. We're here to tell you what's really going on in your world, our world, the world. This means taking time enough to get good information. You can get info from people at all levels. It's interesting to get people's slant on things sometimes. I'm always eager to hear from you. You can reach any of us on Twitter, you know, at DJV Show, at On Air Victoria, at C. Schillen, at Doug Steffen, and certainly the connection on Facebook is cool, facebook.com/DJV Show. You can listen to the program in its entirety, djvshow.com, on demand if you'd like, the podcast there as well. So we've got you covered from here to there and back again. Speaking of here to there, I thought you'd find it interesting to know how much the candidates for president are worth, according to Forbes magazine. There are a number of candidates, as we all know. So if we start at the bottom and go to the top, Pete
Buttigieg
has the least amount of money. He's only worth $100,000. But interestingly
enough, has student debt. He's talked about that. He and his husband still paying student debt. He's what, 39? Is he?
He's 37.
37. Right. He's raised $32 million, however, in his quest for the presidency, which I find very interesting. Tim Ryan, who's in the House of Representatives, is somebody early on wanted to run for president, but then he decided not to. He only raised $900,000.
Jeez, I don't even know who that is. Okay.
Ohio. He's from Ohio. His net worth is $500,000. I'm just going through this list of all the people who have shown interest or declared. Tulsi Gabbard is worth $500,000. She raised $6 million so far. I thought it was interesting to compare what they're worth to what they have raised. Julian Castro, is that how you pronounce it?
Julian.
He's worth $700,000. He was former Secretary of Housing and Urban Development. I wonder why he's worth that. Maybe something else. What I'm trying to do is find out how they get their money once we get up into the upper level, if you will. He raised $4 million in his quest to be president. Here's Andrew Yang, who's worth $1 million.
I think he was actually worth more than that, because he's a Silicon Valley guy.
Yeah, he's a lawyer.
He's a tech guy, I think.
He co-founded StarGiving.com, which is all about charitable donors, and they connect charitable donors to celebrities, apparently. Then he worked for a small mobile software company, a couple of healthcare companies. Mm-hmm. Was the CEO of the test prep business, Manhattan Prep. So, anyway, he's raised $5 million. I don't know who Seth Moulton is. He's on this list. I don't even remember his name in here.
He's another one who bit the dust, apparently. I don't know him either.
Early on. All right, here's Kirsten Gillibrand, who's worth $1 million. She owns a home in Troy, New York, with her husband. She's the breadwinner, earns $174,000 a year because she's in the Senate. She, before going into the Senate, made $185,000 a year as a consultant and investor. Okay.
No, she took a pay cut to be a senator.
Raised $15 million in her quest to be the president of these here United States.
So she's dropped out too, but she's very popular in New York. And the interesting thing about her, even though she's a Democrat, Troy, New York is a very red area of upstate New York. And so she has actually consistently won in red areas. So I don't see her going anywhere anytime soon. She's very popular in New York. She just didn't really resonate on a national platform.
Marianne Williamson.
Oh, that's your girlfriend.
My girlfriend, but I like her. She was she's worth $1.5 million. She raised $3 million, which I was kind of surprised.
I'm surprised she's not worth more than that.
Right. Well, she's made money selling books and stuff, but that's about it. Does anybody, I don't know, Steve Bullock doesn't ring a bell with me. So let's go to Cory Booker, who's worth $1.5 million. He's raised $12 million for his candidacy. He's a BSing, no good. Well, I shouldn't say no good. I just find him unappealing. Let's put it that way. Next on the list is Amy Klobuchar, who's worth $2 million. She was a prosecutor and then a politician.
She's been in the Senate a long time now.
Right. She has a federal pension worth $560,000. That's part of what they've taken into account here. Raised $13 million for. Her candidacy, whereas she's not going anywhere either, right? It doesn't seem to be.
I don't know if she's going to qualify for the next debate. She's kind of on the fringe. She had a very good performance this week. I think a lot of people really liked that she has a very common. I've actually always really liked her. She's in the middle. Yeah. She's not a wackadoo by any stretch of the imagination. She's a very conservative Democrat. I've actually kind of liked her from the beginning. She had a really good performance. So we'll see if she can qualify. But
Bernie,
more support.
Bernie,
feel the burn.
$2.5 million he's worth. Not sure. $2 million for selling books. And he's raised $46 million. Wow.
Yep. People love Bernie. They really love him.
Bill Blasio is long gone, thank heavens. He's worth $2.5 million. He didn't even raise $1 million for his candidacy. You know, today it's not a lot of money. $2.5 million, that's not a lot of money, frankly.
Mm-mm.
A little bit of real estate in New York and you're there. Beto O'Rourke is worth $4 million. He married into a rich family, so he's claiming his wife's money. They own a lot of real estate and have a big business in El Paso.
His father-in-law is a baller in Texas.
Yeah.
Yeah, he definitely married a lot of money.
He's raised $14 million for his candidacy.
I don't see that increasing at all.
Nah.
He burned out so quickly. People were really behind him in the beginning, and he just...
Phony baloney. And I'm really interested in this. Kamala Harris is worth $6 million, and she's always been in public service. So how is that? Her husband's worth $8 million. He's a lawyer. They have homes. They have four homes. One in Los Angeles, one in Washington, one in San Francisco, and one in Hawaii. That happen? Yeah, well, interesting. All right, Joe Biden's worth $6 million. He's always been in public service, too. But again, he's worth $9 million, sorry. Interpreted or what do they call it when you put 9 and 6 upside down? Interpolation. He's raised $22 million. I remember when they used to call him Middle Class Joe. But I don't think he's on the cusp at $9
million.
Million.
And then that's where those are his roots for sure.
Yeah,
you know, kind of the
he's another guy who sold a lot of books, and that's where that comes in. Same, I think, is true with Elizabeth Warren, is worth $12 million.
Really? Wow.
Well, she was a Harvard prof. Mm-hmm. They both teach at Harvard or did teach at Harvard.
From Ohio, I think, right?
I don't know where she's from.
Or Iowa. She's from somewhere in the Midwest. Yeah. I thought she said she's from Ohio.
Well, she has her Indian roots from there.
She was born in Oklahoma.
Oklahoma, right. Okay.
Yeah. Okay. Anyway, she and her husband have done a lot of consulting, and that's work with TIA Cref, isn't that? That's a big investment firm, right?
Mm-hmm.
And they made $4 million and a couple of deals with them. So anyway, she's raised $36 million for her quest for the presidency.
So Bernie's still number one with the fundraising?
Bernie is number
million?
One. Yep. Bernie's number one, at least to this point. Let's see who else is on this list and how it plays out. There are only a couple of more people whose names appear to be of...
Well, then you get to, like, Tom Steyer, who's a billionaire.
Right. $1.6 billion
yeah.
he's worth. He's raised zero. He doesn't want any
yeah,
money.
Yeah, he's using all his own money, yeah.
Right, yeah, okay. And he got this, he was a, I think he was a Wall Street guy, wasn't he?
Mm-hmm,
I'm not saying he didn't start.
Yep.
Yeah, big in philanthropy.
Big, like, I mean, he made it big from very working class roots, which right. I respect, I think is really interesting.
Donald Trump is on the top of the list, worth $3.1 billion. He's raised $124 million so far. Well, it was last time he didn't want to raise any money. This time he is raising money. Right?
Well, he raised money last time, too. He took donations, so that was kind of a myth that he was like, oh, I'm the... I don't know. Yeah, he took plenty of donations, so I'm...
All right,
not
16, just a good, an interesting overview, anyway, of where they all stand. At 16 past the hour, in a moment, we discuss what happened. Remember Ron Eli, who played Tarzan? Somebody got killed in his house. We'll talk about how that happened and what the story is after this. All of you have helped MyPillow become a big, amazing American company. So Mike Lindell, who's the inventor, the CEO at MyPillow.com, wants to give you a special deal. Your listeners to this program, you have helped a lot because you bought a lot of pillows. So now you can get deep discounts on all MyPillow products. Go to MyPillow.com right now. Click on the new radio listener special. The BOGO has returned. Yes, the BOGO. What's the BOGO, you say? Buy one, get one free. All the MyPillows right now are available. Get one MyPillow at the regular price. Get another one absolutely free. Remember, all MyPillow products, the mattress toppers, the bed sheets, so much more, come with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. So go to MyPillow.com, click on the new radio listener specials, use the promo code DJV for all the great radio specials at MyPillow.com.
Are you ready for the eating season and the weight gain that comes with it? Well, if you're taking Calitrin, you can actually lose weight during the eating season. Just listen to what people are saying about it.
So I got the Calitrin and I tried it and was amazed at how well it worked. I lost my stomach. I got into pants that I had not been into in a year and a half. So it's been wonderful. I am happy.
Hi, this is Brenda from Ohio. Calitrin has worked miracles for me. I lost 50 pounds.
Hi, I'm Alex. Been on Calitrin now for a little while and lost 40 pounds. Went from a size 51 waist to a size 42 and never felt better in my life. The best thing that I've ever taken outside of this market, and nothing has beat or compared to this at all. I would highly recommend it.
See, real people are getting real results with Calitrin, and it's huge, 86% success rate. You've got to try it for yourself. Go to TopLoss.com to find out more and to register to win a 90-day supply. That's TopLoss.com.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
That's kind of a weird reality here. Those of you who remember, the first Tarzan was Johnny Weissmuller. The second one to play Tarzan famously was actor Ron Eli, E-L-Y. And he's 81 now. He was married for 35 years to a woman named Valerie Lundeen, who was killed by the son for whatever the reason. That doesn't seem to be clear. And then the police killed him. He was 30 years old. But why do we... I don't see anything in here that is conclusive about why he killed her in the first place.
Yeah, I don't know.
What's the motive?
I'm sure they're still investigating that. But what a horrible... Ugh.
Yeah.
She was stabbed to death by her own son. I don't know why or if he went after Ron Eli, but Ron Eli called 911. But the weird thing is the son also called 911. And so sometime after killing his mother, he called 911 and said a man was that his father tried to attack his mother. So after he killed his own mother, he then tries to blame it on his father. So the whole thing is
a family dispute. That, but everything's very unclear. Yeah, you're right. It doesn't seem.
This sounds obviously like there are some drugs involved here.
Yeah,
I think we'll probably learn that, because normal people don't just stab their mothers.
This woman was a Miss Florida in 1981, and that's how she met him. They had a couple of other children as well. 21 after the hour.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Today through next Tuesday, Lumber Liquidators Flooring Yard Sale has over 400 floors on sale, up to 50% off. It's a sale so abundant that it literally cannot fit in our showroom and must spill out onto our parking lot. Or, for the sake of the metaphor, our yard. Or is it our driveway? Let's not get caught up in semantics. What's important here is that there are many, many floors on sale, up to 50% off. These are the floors homes are built on. Lumber Liquidators Flooring.
Hi, I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans. 30% of Americans who are planning home improvements of $5,000 or more will pay for those renovations with a high-interest credit card. That may not be a great idea. A better idea may be to take cash out of your home with a Quicken Loans 30-year fixed-rate mortgage. The rate today on our 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 3.99%, APR 4.08%. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Rate subject to change. Pay 1.25% fee to receive this discounted rate. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
There are a lot of people who grew up on Sesame Street. I'm suggesting that in a positive way for Victoria and Kara. My children grew up on Sesame Street. Been around for 50 years. Did you know that? Sesame Street started 50 years ago, and they're starting their 50th season now. Sesame Street is going to kick off on November the 9th. With actually a primetime special, Sesame Street's 50th anniversary celebration. It's on HBO, not on public television, which I find even more
interesting. Yeah, that
is
kind of odd, right?
That tells you something about the attraction. HBO knows what the history is. I'd watch that, frankly. I'd be very interested. I loved watching it with my children. They're going to have guest stars, Patti LaBelle, who's been on Sesame Street. All these people have had performances and appearances on Sesame Street. Patti LaBelle, Elvis Costello, Meghan Trainor, Nora Jones, Nile Rodgers, to mention a few. It'll be just before the first new program, November 16th. The new guests coming in this season, Charlie Puth, Maren Morris, Dave Grohl, Chrissy Teigen.
And Charlie Puth. Her.
Oh, that's a woman? Yeah. I don't know who that is.
Charlie Puth is a man.
Oh. Well, I don't know who he is. What does he
He's
do?
He's just a pop singer, so anyone who's my age who wants to see him perform, might want to see it.
Well, is the suggestion that they would want to attract people like that because the parents know who they are and they would more likely be there to watch it with their children or turn it on for their children?
I think they just have a wide range of people. Yeah. They've got Meghan Trainor and Charlie Puth and Maren Morris, and those are...
Dave Grohl, that's an interesting
combo. Yeah, they've got, Patti LaBelle, Elvis Costello, Nile Rodgers, people from all
they've
different generations.
All ages.
I think they understand that Sesame Street, if it's, 50 years old, appeals to a pretty large audience, and so the music represents that.
Huge. Yeah. So that's cool. I've always thought Sesame Street was one of the... even though there were a lot of charges early on from people who didn't have a clue, with the Ernie and Bert thing, where somebody It started
out of accusing them of being gay.
Being gay, yeah. Nobody even knew where that came from.
I don't know.
Yeah,
there's some crazy religious groups started that.
Yeah. Katy Perry, next up here at 26 after the hour on our music portion of this hour of the DJV program. She's released a new song called Harley's in Hawaii, which she co-wrote with the aforementioned Charlie Puth. Is that it? Charlie Puth?
Puth.
Who also worked with her on a recent single called Small Talk. The new music video lives up to the song's title as Perry rides a Harley on a Hawaiian highway. Say that. How about that for alliteration? A Harley on a Hawaiian
Katy
highway.
Perry rides a Harley on a Hawaiian highway. Yeah,
that's it.
Like one of those.
Yeah. Harley on a Hawaiian highway. Stopping.
Jen has been riding a Harley in Hawaii.
I don't know about that.
I hope to see some pictures of that. That would be fun.
Steven, huh? They stopped along the way to sing karaoke at a tiki bar. They sat on the shoreline and gazed out at the Pacific as part of the video. Harley's in Hawaii, as Perry's third single as lead artist this year, follows Never Really Over and Small Talk, both of which were debuted with videos as well. She has yet to reveal, Katy Perry, if her new singles are leading up to her sixth album, which would follow Witness, that came out a couple of years ago. So she's quite tall. I saw a picture of her next to somebody. I forget who it was, and I thought she was quite tall. I didn't know that. Well, that makes any difference, but there it is. An observation from the Dougster at 28 past the hour on the DJV show.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Maryland Congressman Elijah Cummings has died, the Democrat passing away shortly before 3 a.m. today at Johns Hopkins University Hospital in Baltimore. His office says he'd been suffering from a long series of health problems. Cummings made headlines over the summer when President Trump denounced the city of Baltimore, labeling it a rat-infested mess. Here's how Cummings responded.
Come to Baltimore. Do not just criticize us, but come to Baltimore, and I promise you, you will be welcome.
Congressman Elijah Cummings was 68. Chicago public school teachers are now officially on strike. Meanwhile, union leaders will be voting today on a tentative contract agreement reached between the union and General Motors that would end the auto workers' strike, which is now in its fifth week. And this is USA Radio News.
An official message from Medicare.
It's open enrollment, Fred. Time to compare plans.
Oh, Alice, we're fine with what we have.
Well, that's what the Johnsons thought until they tried Medicare's new Plan Finder.
The Johnsons, huh?
We saved on our prescription costs.
And got extra benefits. Come on, Fred. Maybe we'll find something better.
Plans change every year. Use the new Plan Finder at Medicare.gov to compare health and drug plans. Open enrollment ends December 7th.
What do you know? Comparing plans really pays.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All-American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739.
Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, and auto pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
Standing up for what's right. Helping out when things go wrong. Seeking the truth and speaking our minds. Not just making records, but breaking them. Leading the way behind the camera, beyond the runway, and on the silver screen. Not just making our mark, but making a difference. Now that's a job for a Girl Scout. Girl Scouts, preparing girls for a lifetime of leadership.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you, too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Success is upon us. How do you do? This is Doug Steffen inviting you to join us on the DJV program as we continue our overview of the day. What's happening, baby? Victoria Keelan is here. Kara Schillen is here. What's happening around you? And why is it happening? And how does it affect you? Those are the things that we try to dig around and bring to the surface. For example, there's a very interesting survey. I don't know if it's a survey or study about moms-to-be who undergo physical or mental stress. Results of the survey, please, Victoria.
Yeah, if you are a mom-to-be and you have a lot of physical or mental stress during your pregnancy, you are less likely to have a boy, and you also have a higher risk of a preterm birth. So, Okay, I don't pretend to know anything about babies or pregnancy, but how...
You were one once.
Yeah, I don't know if I actually ever was.
Oh.
To people who know me, I don't know. But I don't understand how this survey works, because I was talking with a few of my girlfriends yesterday about this. I sent them the link, and two of them are moms, and they were like, that doesn't make any sense, because the sex of the baby is, it happens very early on. So how stressed out are you?
It happens immediately upon the sperm joining the egg.
That's well, I think that they determined. Can tell it, like... One of my friends said it was like, I don't know, 6 weeks or 8 weeks or something like that when they can tell the sex.
So does the
baby.
Sperm have a tougher time getting through the egg if the woman is under stress?
I don't know. And why would it make you have a girl over a boy? It's very interesting. I don't really fully know how this works, but they said that nature typically assures that an average of 105 boys are born for every 100 female births. And so, but males, and they say that the study's authors said that the reason for that in Mother Nature is because males were more likely to die from accidents or back in the day fighting wild game and things like that. In this study, women who had higher blood pressure and other signs of physical stress had 4 boys for every 9 girls. And so moms who were psychologically stressed had 2 boys for every 3 girls. And so the researchers found that they said that they've seen this pattern of a decrease in male births related to traumatic events. So apparently there was a drop in the birth of boys after President Kennedy was assassinated. Did you know that?
I did not.
I've never heard that. And apparently another drop in the number of male births after September 11th. So something really interesting there with the way Mother Nature is determining if we need more boys or girls, but they found that expectant mothers, when they received social support, like having someone they could talk to or count on for help with their problems, the risk of premature delivery disappeared, which they said was a surprising discovery. So social support is very important for a pregnant woman, knowing that she has, you know, that she has some support around her that really took the risk of having a preemie away, which is, I do think that's interesting. And then they said that the more social support a mother received, the greater chance she had of having a boy. So, but see, again, that's been determined already from the, this is where it, maybe if you, I don't know, maybe if you're in, maybe they're saying if you're in like a loving marriage or a loving relationship and you have a baby and you don't have a lot of stress or you have a lot of support, then you're more likely to have a boy. Maybe that's the outcome.
Speaking of stress, there's a lot of activity lately, and I don't know, maybe I'm paying more attention to it because it's going on locally in my community, and so when I see something elsewhere about it, it sort of raises my tinfoil antenna here. We've had 3 or 4 instances of hate speech in our junior high school and our high school here in Framingham, where I live in Massachusetts and have all my life. And so I'm just trying to figure this out, why it is. There's a post on several of the local news media today saying that the Jewish community, there are three temples in this immediate area, and all of the leaders, all of the rabbis have gotten together and gone public with a statement that says basically, or indicates, we've had enough of this. Enough is enough with all these anti-Semitic posts at various schools, the hate speech. There's a teenager who was pictured on social media as having been a victim of hate speech. And so this, you know, it's like more of the bullying. I think I see this as bullying. And I found also very interesting, Monica Lewinsky is Jewish, and she has been around a lot this week.
Yeah.
Talking about a new anti-bullying campaign that she is behind, and I see NBC has really sort of gotten involved in it rather extensively.
She was on the Today Show yesterday talking about it. Yeah, and then they posted the public service announcement. She actually helped write and direct it, and it's a very alarming video. It really is, because
that stuff.
Yeah,
at this point in our history,
well done.
In this
it's
world,
very well done. Yeah.
The bullying that's aimed at students, whether it's because of religion, because of their heritage, because of their size, because they may have some physical or emotional abnormality, if that's the appropriate word, whatever it is.
But then also sometimes it's not even any of those things. And sometimes it's not even anything that is that way. It's just mean kids picking on someone because they can.
But how do they get mean? If they're mean, their parents are mean. You are a product of your environment. There's absolutely no denial of that. Any work that's been done, you know, you say, oh, that's just a bad kid. There's something around somewhere that triggers, and I mean, there may be a few circumstances where the emotional upheaval is chemical and something the parents have no control over. That happens, but not often. Mostly, it's what you grow up around. So if you come from a background where your parents are angry or they think they're getting the short end of the stick or whatever it is, I just find it is it's amazing and very troubling to see that maybe, again, as I said, I'm paying more attention to it because it's a real big story in my community, but there's just too damn much of this stuff going on. And you just, what are you worried about? I mean, it's only insecure people that do this stuff in the first place. Anyway. Okay, Matt Lauer was chasing Pippa Middleton, who's the younger sister of the Duchess.
Yep. Really?
Yep.
He was trying to hit on Pippa?
Yep, page six today.
Wow.
This guy, he must be something else, man. He's a perfect example of you're not who you know you seem to be.
He I guess he was trying to get her on the Today Show, but I...
Right. Well, he met her at a restaurant in New York and then, you know, made it clear that he wanted to chase her around.
Ugh.
But she said she wasn't interested at all.
Yeah, because he's a million years older than she is. I don't blame her.
Is he? I don't know.
She's 36, and he's in his 60s.
Yeah, so, that's gross.
And also, like, no. I mean, she's the sister of Kate Middleton. I don't know if she counts
well,
as royalty.
Like, you think nobody's going to notice
this? And also, how does Matt's wife feel about this? You know, Matt was married at the time, too. No, I mean, back then, when he was hitting on Pippa. Well, they're divorced now, but he was married the whole time. Until recently, and so if he's hitting on Pippa, he was, you know, where was it, where, I guess his wife just had a settle, an agreement with him, I'm not sure, I guess she just stayed in the Hamptons, kind of what she did the whole time, but he's just gross. There's another news story that came out that one of the producers of the Today Show, he was hitting on her, she had to go into his dressing room or his office to get ready for the show, and he just dropped his pants in front of her. And she was like, I'm not interested in that. And he was like, oh, come on, you know you want it. It's like, that's what he's quoted as saying. It's disgusting. He's a pig.
How do you really feel?
I don't, yeah, you can joke, but like, that's
I'm not,
vile.
No, it's not, he's a pig. He is a pig. It's just, there's a lesson here.
And who knew? He was like Mr. America. You know,
look like the cleanest guy in town.
I mean, I grew up watching Matt and Katie, you know, it's like, oh, they're like best friends, and they're Mr. and Mrs. America, and, you know, and it's like, the guy turned out to be the biggest creep ever.
Has gotten in on the action with Matt Lauer, calling for NBC to hire outside investigators to check out the allegations. She was on with, this is a great combo, she was on with Tucker Carlson, and her first televised interview, what in the world, you know. But wasn't her thing the blackface?
No one's heard from her in a long
time. After the blackface thing, right?
Yeah, that was the end.
Who cares what she thinks? All right, 44 after the hour. I suppose you care what we think. That's why you're listening to the DJV program.
Did you know that the average woman will spend $11,000 on period products in her lifetime? With us today is Nadia Okamoto, the founder of Period, a nonprofit that gives women access to the period products they need, no matter their income. She's here to talk about National Period Day in partnership with Seventh Generation. Nadia, tell us more.
On October 19th, Period and Seventh Generation will hold rallies in all 50 states in honor of the first National Period Day, a day meant to raise awareness of menstrual poverty in the United States. 35 states still have a sales tax on period products, considering them non-essential items, and a staggering 1 in 4 women struggle to afford period products due to a lack of income. We simply ask that the tampon tax be eliminated and that clean and healthy period products are freely accessible in schools, shelters, and prisons.
How can people get involved?
Come out and join us at one of the rallies. What's inspiring about these rallies is they are all fueled by young people, but all are welcome to fight for menstrual rights.
What if there isn't a rally nearby?
Join the cause on social by using hashtag National Period Day. Tell us why you fight to end period poverty in the tampon tax. Also, one of the easiest ways to join the cause is to purchase products that support other menstruators. For example, our partner Seventh Generation donates 43 cents per period care product purchase, the average cost of the tampon tax in the United States, to charities like Period, helping fight for period equity. To learn more, visit nationalperiodday.com.
You probably don't think very often about support for your brain, but you should. Join the millions of people supporting their brain function with America's most popular brain supplement, Prevagen. In a clinical trial, a subgroup of adults with mild, age-related cognitive impairment taking only one Prevagen a day were shown to improve in measures related to memory. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
DJV time is 47 after the hour. So here's another one of these, stories. There's a teacher who, remember, there was an event that marked the celebration of a certain Italian I don't even like to use his name because I think the guy was absolutely useless. But anyway, there were some people who celebrated. There was one of those quasi-holidays. And as a result of that, the teacher who teaches in, I think she's somewhere in Michigan, can't remember, Detroit maybe, and that's not as important to the story as what she wore on her T-shirt. She wore on Monday and Tuesday to school. Her name is Emma Howland Bolton, fifth grade teacher at a magnet school, wore a T-shirt or a sweatshirt that said Columbus was a murderer to school.
Good for her.
And I thought that was, you know, when I looked at that, I thought, okay, I don't know if I'd have the balsam to do that if I was teaching school. But I say that all the time. It's about time children learned what Columbus really was all about instead of this phony, artificial, sweetened understanding of this guy who was a no-good cur. And the fact that we still, my local state rep has introduced a bill into the Massachusetts legislature to just kill the holiday. Never mind indigenous, nothing. Just get, he and I had a long talk about it a couple of months ago. It was pretty interesting that it shows up. So I called him. I said, good for you. He said, well, we talked about it, and I started thinking about it, and I think you're right. I am right. Frankly, I don't in a brazen way say I'm right about a lot of stuff that's controversial like this, but I am absolutely right about Columbus. He was a no-good bastard who deserves the fact that we still, in many areas, that it doesn't even go challenged that this guy is, quote-unquote, celebrated with a holiday of his own is intensely offensive to me, and it takes a lot to offend me. It does. I just find it so egregious that people don't get or nobody's taking action. We have too many holidays anyway, and to take waste a day in the name of this bum is, there's very little, when you hear me get animated like this, I was off on it. I spent a whole, half hour talking about this, I think, on Monday, didn't I, Victoria?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. It needs to be ditched. This should be a campaign. Ditch Columbus Day. Period. All right, 10 before the hour on the DJV show.
Hey, Bugsy, you hear the news about Vinny?
Yeah, it's a real shame he owed money to the IRS and they finally caught up with him.
Just like Al Capone.
If the IRS can get the Capone, imagine what they can do to little old Vinny, huh?
Poor cat, he was on top of the world, then bada boom, bada bing.
What Vinny needs now is an offer he can't refuse.
Hey, you got a tax problem? Does the IRS claim you owe them a bunch of dough? They can get you too. So call the Tax Relief Line now and learn if you qualify to negotiate your $10,000 plus IRS tax debt for up to a 75% savings. Don't be like Al or Vinny and get busted. Make this free call now. Learn how you may be able to pay the IRS less.
Call now. 800-590-4930. 800-590-4930. 800-590-4930. That's 800-590-4930.
What if people always acted the same way they do when they're driving their cars?
Good morning, Mrs. Blanchard. How may I help you?
I'd like to cash this check.
Sure.
I'll just get my pen
here. Come on, lady. Get a move on.
Goodness.
Where'd you learn to bank anyway?
Ooh.
Whoa. Don't you give me that look.
It sure wouldn't be a very friendly place.
What kind of candy do you want, sweetie?
This. No, this.
Pick something already. Come on, honey. We're holding people up. How about this kind?
No.
What is the matter with you people? If you're not going to do something, I am. Get out of my way.
Every day, drivers and their families all across the country are killed on the roadways because of road rage.
Wasn't it a beautiful wedding?
Oh, yes, and they made such a lovely couple.
Excuse me, is this the receiving line?
Yes, it is.
Hey, he cut in line.
I'm a friend of the bride. Do you know the
group? Hey, pal, you cut in line.
Buzz off.
Oh, yeah?
He hit that nice man.
That'll teach you to cut in line, you jerk.
Stop the senselessness of road rage. It's time we all drive with the same courtesy we extend to people in the rest of our lives. A message from the AAA Foundation for Traffic Safety.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6630. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Good Day Health, lots of information there. GoodDayHealthShow.com. Whoops, say it again, Doug. GoodDayHealthShow.com. Dr. Ken Kronhaus is here. Time for questions for Dr. Ken. The arrival or the understanding, I asked Ken a minute ago what heterozygous mutations were. You want to explain what they are and what they can do? That was the question basically about this mutation from this listener. What's a heterozygous mutation?
Well, when we are conceived, we have a mother and a father, and we get sperm and egg, and they combine, and each of our genes gets half from mom, half from dad, and each gene is either dominant or recessive, and you can put together two dominant, two recessives, or a hybrid or a heterozygous is where you get one dominant from one parent and one recessive from the other parent.
So how is
we
that
are getting into genetics today?
Right. Well, I want to get into how that might affect different problems, whether it's the heart palpitations, other things. Does this affect everything, every aspect of our body, and whether or not we might have prostate cancer, or whether we might have some heart disease, or whether we have some brain condition?
Absolutely. And now we're going to get into a little bit of genetics. But when you have a hybrid, what usually happens is the dominant feature is expressed, and this is called the phenotype. You remember, let's say you have a black hair or blonde hair gene, and black hair is dominant, and you get one from mom and one from dad, and you have both, so you're a hybrid, but the black is dominant, so the phenotype is what you see is the color of the hair is black, but as a person, you're carrying both genes, so it's possible for you to have a blonde child if you mate with a woman who's blonde. And then you wonder, how do I have a black hair and then have blonde children? It's because you have a hybrid as your hair color gene.
Well, that could also go for, I remember we talked about that, my son is 6'3", and there's nobody around. My wife, his mother, was 5'1", I'm 5'8". And maybe not that even, 5'9", I was at one point. I think I'm about 5'7½" now. So where did that come from? And the answer was given that it came from some quiet gene that was there from other generations. You buy that?
Yes, we need to do some genetic testing on him.
Right. Here's a simple question for you. What are trans fatty acids? This is a conversation we have all the time.
Yeah, trans fatty acids are not good ones for you. You know, these are the ones that you want to stay away from. Trans fatty acids, these are like vegetable shortening in some margarine, crackers, cookies, and snack foods. And they're found also in abundance in deep fried foods, and these are the ones you just want to stay away from because they will clog up the circulation.
Ask Dr. Ken here the relationship. If you've had a heart attack, should you avoid red meat? Good question. Because a lot of times people say red meat creates problems in your cardiovascular system, right?
Well, this is getting front page news because there was a recent study that kind of wanted to refute this long-held dogma. I think the truth is in the middle, just moderation. You don't have to stay away from it, as some will advocate, but you don't want to make it an everyday occurrence. Just in moderation. Don't overdo it.
Yeah. Well, I guess that comes to brings to a head the question about whether there are some foods you should avoid at all costs, and you would say probably sugars.
Yes, trans fats. Anything that has trans fats in it, high in saturated fats, high in sugar, those are treats.
Mm-hmm. How do I measure the body mass index is a question here. How do you get the BMI?
BMI is easy for all of us to do. Just take your height and your weight and then go on the internet and look for a BMI index that you can put in a little browser, and you can put your own numbers in and hit enter, and it'll tell you your BMI. We should all be under 25 or less is what we're shooting for. 30 or over is obese. Between 25 and 30 is overweight. So you want that number 25 or less. And just knowing your height and weight and just going to a BMI browser, and you can figure it out.
Height and weight, and go to
Google BMI.
Yeah, right, exactly. Okay, there you go. Answers to more questions, Dr. Ken Kronos from Lake Cardiology, Mount Dora, Florida. Again, you can reach him at 352-735-1400. You can reach us every week at this time. Good day, health.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive, the list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses, why? The answer is radio, the media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.